Good evening. So we began last week the Dalet Parshios. In fact, the first halacha in Hilchos Purim is the halacha of the Dalet Parshios. The four parshios that we read really beginning before Purim, getting ready for Purim, and on our way towards Pesach. And there's a lot of discussion actually about the reason, the rationale for the Dalet Parshios. There are reasonable, kind of rational reasons given for each one. You know that each one of them, is a preparation either for what's happening Purim time, what's happening Pesach time. But I saw a very interesting explanation given by Rabbi David Dov Levanon, who's a Talmid Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. It's a very interesting answer. The Maran Yerushalmi in Megillah says that you can't separate between Para and Achodesh, right? The last two, Parshas Para and Parshas Achodesh. No, you can't have a hefsek. They go one week into the next. Why is that? So the Gemara actually gives a reason. Rish Lakish says, because that's the same halacha as of the Dalet Kosos. So the Dalet Kosos, if you want to make a hefsek between the first and second cup, you're allowed. You want to drink some other things in between. You don't usually do that, but Lamaisa, you could. But between the third cup and the fourth cup, you can't drink. What in the world is connection between the Dalet Parshios and the third and the fourth cup of at the Seder? The answer is, so he wants to explain, is that there is a connection between the Dalet Kosos and the Dalet Parshios. Dalet Kosos are, we assume, connected the four Lashonos of Geula. The different ways the Kadosh Baruch Hu talks about taking Am Yisrael out of Egypt and becoming a nation, becoming a Kadosh Baruch Hu's nation. And somehow that's related to these Dalet Parshios. So it's Tzadok, HaKohen of Lublin, in Preet Tzadik writes that the first three, are three ways that Ribbono Shel Olam was not just taking us out of Mitzrayim, but also kind of helping us to perfect our midos, become who we need to become. And he says it's keneged, the three terrible midos that are difficult for a person. Because Chazal tells us, Hakina, Ve'ataiva, Ve'akavod, Motziyin Esa Adim Min Olam. That a person who's jealous, a person who has, desire and lust, and a person who's looking for kavod, for people to honor them. So it's Motziyin Esa Adim Min Olam. It takes you out of the world. So the first three, Lashon Sevekula, says that Pri Tzadik are there to get us sort of prepared to be, kind of go back into the world, to become Am Yisrael, and eventually to do what? Get the fourth step, become the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's that about? Getting the Torah. What is that connected? So that's Torah itself. And he wants to explain that you see through that process, that's actually the Dalet Parshios. How is that? So he notes that if you flip Hakina, Vataiva, Ve'akavod, it's actually three other characteristics that are positive that we try to address in a different pasuk. In Yirmiyo, the Torah said, Yirmiyo tells us, Ko'amar Hashem, Ayishalel chacham b'chachma. So a person shouldn't say, I rely on my own wisdom. Ayishalel agibor b'gvura. So a person shouldn't rely on their strength. Vayishalel ashir b'ashra. A person shouldn't rely on their wisdom. Rather, you rely on Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he says that all of the three parshios, the first three, are all keneged these three pieces. How's that? Parshas Shkalim is about what? Wealth, right? Shkolim is about the fact that I recognize that my money doesn't belong to me only. I use it to help the tzibur. I give my shkolim to the Beis HaMikdash, etc. It's all about recognizing that, and how much do we give? We give the same. Everyone gives exactly the same, right? To be equal, it's the equalizer. In the sense that I shouldn't feel that because I have more, that person has less. It doesn't matter. We're all the same, right? That's shkolim. Zachor is all about gvura. Why ezo gibor hakobosh yitzro? Zachor is all about Amalek, right? Recognizing that it's not about my strength, but the fact that Amalek is a concept, the idea of being willing to fight the Yetzirah, which is always represented by Amalek. And what is Para? Para is about Chachma, right? What is the one thing that Para reminds me? That I don't know anything. Even if I think I know everything, I don't know anything. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu has ideas that I know nothing about. And that by being able to control those three things, so then I put myself in a place where I'm ready for what? I'm ready for the fourth, which is what? Parashat Chodesh, which is the very first mitzvah that the Klal Yisrael are given. We begin Torah in the fourth of the Dalet Parshios through being willing to say, I recognize I'm not any better than anybody else. I don't know more than Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm willing to submit and make myself a humble person. I'm willing to get rid of the things that take me out of this world and instead perfect myself to get ready to be a person who's ready to accept Torah. It's a very unique perspective, but I think a very nice one. That in the end of the day, the process that we go through of these dollar parashas is not just, you know, this parasha happens to relate to where we are during this time of year, etc. They're all very nice explanations. But this explanation really takes to a new level of understanding that this process now, as we move ourselves through just before Purim and on our way, Bezer Shem to Pesach, and really becoming to become Am Yisrael, the Am Hashem, the Am Torah, that requires work. It requires work to be a person who is willing to humble themselves in front of Ribono Shel Olam, to recognize that I am who I am because I'm able, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu helps me, and because I take all the things, the physical things I have in the world, and use them, channel them to my Avodas Hashem. When I do that, then I'm ready to be part of an Am who will be taken out of Mitzrayim, given the Torah, and become Klal Yisrael.